Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Hello? Hello?
Yo, hello? I can't hear anybody.
Question. Yeah, I hear you now. You hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Are you talking? I can't hear you on the call, so. I'll just call back.
False loads.
What's up, Steve?
Hello?
You guys hear me? You hear me, guys? When out and about, how can you tell if a woman is choosing crazy? Because I've been out and about and a woman is choosing crazy, and I, you know, like we'll pursue and then she curve. Then I've been, you know, approach women who don't look that interesting, maybe just looking, and then sometimes that work, and then sometimes that don't work.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
What's going on? So I have a question. So,
Yo, this is JD from Ohio. This question for both of you guys. I can't hear you though, but anyway, do you think that dudes should approach single mothers, for me, because I'll explain in detail a bit more about my question. Do you think young guys specifically should approach or even talk to a single mother, or no? And that's my question.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we're back. Yeah, we got, okay, I think I fixed the lines now where they can probably hear me and stuff. But, Lakara, at the end of the day, I just wanted y'all to say this real quick. Stop. You don't know her situation, so stop worrying about her motherfucking situation and go after what you want. But let's go ahead and bring the next caller in. Got a lot of calls. Here we go. Okay, area code 702. Can you hear me now, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you. Perfect.
Okay, go ahead and ask your question. I'm sorry for the delay. Go ahead and ask your question.
No, it's all good. So my question to you is, for both you guys, is what are some body language mistakes a lot of guys make when approaching women that they don't know they're making that turn women off? That's it.
Okay, you hear that, Osario? What are some of the body language mistakes guys are making when they approach a woman? You go first, sir. All right, you guys ever walk down the street and you just mind your own business and you look and you see a guy walk and be like, damn, look at that loser over there. You don't know anything about the guy, but you're like, damn, look at that loser over there, man. What the fuck is... Well, let me explain something to you guys. Stop worrying about fucking body language. Fuck that shit. Listen, let me tell you something. Instead of worrying about your body language, worry about what the fuck you want to say to the woman and what you want to communicate to her. All that body language shit, what I'm telling you is this. All that goes out the door, because if I gave you an answer, what's going to happen is, as soon as you get in front of a woman, you're going to freeze the fuck up. Let me ask you, now go back to nature, Lucario. Does a lion say, well, damn, I want to eat a zebra. I wonder what my body language is going to be like for me to creep up and bite that motherfucker in the neck. That doesn't happen in nature, man. Go after what you want. Stop worrying about your body language. If you worry about it, she's going to see that you are a guy that doesn't know what the fuck he wants to do or what he's doing for himself. But look, Carl, man, we got a lot of calls to take, so I'm going to shut up real quick. We're going to go to area code 863, then 214, and 312, and 347. We got 6 minutes to go, so we got to hurry up through these. Area code 863. What's your question, sir? 863 going once? Going twice? All right, next one. Area code 214. What's your question, sir?
Yes, I was wondering... Is when you go up to a woman, is it appropriate just like say, hey, you wanna hook up, or should you like talk to her a little bit then suggest about hooking up, or
okay,
saying like,
sorry.
Oh,
okay. The question is, when you walk up to a woman, do you want to say, hey, let's hook up, or do you want to hook up? Yeah, is that appropriate? Yeah. Lucario, look, guys, get y'all fucking crayons out and understand Uncle and this. You don't tell a stripper she's a stripper. What you guys need to understand is why you don't need to tell her you want to fuck her or be direct that way. It's because as soon as you look at her, she knows you want to fuck. As soon as you approach her, she knows you want to fuck. As soon as you try to make a move and give information, she knows you want to fuck. So now we got that out the way. Now it's not about knowing that I want to fuck you. The question is what the fuck are you bringing to my world so I can give you this dick? Wake up. Stop making it about fucking these women. They know you want to fuck. But when you are a real motherfucking man, I ain't trying to fuck you. I'm not your fucking option. I'm the opportunity. I'm showing you why you should be sucking my dick. We already know that I want to fuck you. She knows that. But what she doesn't know is I'm not like Macario. I'm not like the 98% of the motherfucking guys out there that's begging for pussy. You got to come to me. You got to show me why I need to give you my time and this dick. So don't go up to a woman. That's like going to a McDonald's and saying, do you sell hamburgers? The fuck is that about? You don't do that shit. Go in there, put your bid in, and show her why should she be sucking your dick versus all the other guys, Macario. Okay, guys, we got other calls to grab. Let's go ahead and grab these real quick. Eric code 111, then we got 347X. 111, what's your question, sir?
My question is, what do you do when a chick, say, from the past that you've already smashed DMs you? And she pretty much says, like, oh, I went through my friends list to see a matching friends that you're with. And then we ended up talking on Snapchat. And then from there, it literally became like a FaceTime thing. We started FaceTiming. Oh. And then every time I ask her to, like, link up, she would, like, use an excuse. And then
Okay. All right.
I guess three strikes and she was out.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, the car, did you hear that? Yeah, and now they're playing like friends and shit. Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. If we old friends and we already fucked, I ain't doing that. Look, FaceTime is me watching you wash that beautiful ass in the shower. Skype is you sending me some pussy and titty pictures and we setting it up. I'm sorry. I don't like wasting my time. I ain't wasting my time with that shit. If we already fucked, we going to get right back on that horse, and you're going to put your face in the pillow. I want your ass up in the air, and I'm going to put a plate on top of your ass cheeks like you used to like it, baby. How about that? And if you don't like that shit, then go on. I ain't your friend. I'm not the guy to hang out. I'm not your shoulder. I'm not your chef. I'm not the motherfucker that's going to put up your Christmas lights. And I ain't going to pay your rent. Fuck you. That's not my job. My job is to give you nothing but that. All right, let's go. We got to wrap this up. We got three more calls, and that's it. 347-312-863. Real quick, I just ask your question, and we'll answer it. 347, you're up. What's your question, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, Steve? What's going on, Macario? I don't have a question. I just wanted to ask some commentary. Is that cool with you?
No, we can't. We don't have time for that. No commentary, dog. This is not a question. It's a Q&A, sir. Erico 312. No bad. Appreciate 307. 312, what's your question, man?
Hey, brother. So I'm a bodybuilder. I just want to let you all know, well, just a question. Should I use game or the straightforward approach? The straightforward approach always worked for me, but I've seen over the years I had to use a little bit of game.
Okay, real quick, we answer the question. Did you get that about the bodybuilder, Macario? Yeah. I mean, game, I guess this is direct versus indirect. Here we go again. Wait. I got to give you a mom real quick. I want to give you a mom real quick, dog. All right, go ahead, Macario. Yeah. Should he use direct or indirect? I guess is what he asking. Guys, let me tell y'all something. Get y'all crayons out real quick before we wrap the show up. 863, we got your nasty laugh. What I'm saying to y'all guys is this: I don't care how many muscles you got, how much money and car and all that other shit. At the end of the day, if you feel like this, she ain't going to fuck with you. And the reason why she ain't going to fuck with you is because what you guys that want to use this indirect game don't understand, how can you trick the master of manipulation, lies, and indirect games that the women, the fake hair is a lie. The nails, all the hair, all that shit, the makeup, it's all indirect, misleading, fucking information. So when you come sideways, let me tell you all something. What you don't do, Mr. Lucario will. Meaning what? If you want to be indirect all you want, she ain't going to fuck with you. Wait, hey, my mistake, Lucario. She going to fuck with you when she hungry. She going to fuck with you when she want a drive somewhere. And she going to fuck with you when she wants a shoulder to cry on. But she ain't going to suck your dick because she wants a real man. Again, show me a lion, Mr. Lucario, that's indirect when it comes to a woman, and I'll shut the fuck up, Ricardo. What say you, then we'll get 863 and wrap this up. Right. Right, no doubt. And, hey, guys, I'm just saying, y'all guys, look, she's met you before. So don't think you're doing something different. If you are coming sideways, she's going to treat you sideways. If you want to be real about your shit, say fuck it and go after what you want. 863, you're the last call before we wrap this up. What's your question, brother?
Yeah, I met this girl on Tinder a couple days ago, and we were talking and everything, and she wanted to meet up real quick. I was like, oh, cool, but I was like, hey, let me FaceTime you real quick. And then she wasn't, like, being responsive. She waited for a while. I kept on pressing the question. And she sent me some pictures of some different girl. She was straight, but it wasn't her. Nah, FaceTime.
Okay.
It was like totally different
okay, catfish question. All right, so, okay, we got you. What's your, okay, catfish question. What do you do on a catfish question? Yeah.